Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay. We're here. We're back. Three for the Money. New episodes every Thursday, and the NFL is almost back. There will be football on in 24 hours of us recording this, which it'll only be like 12 when you listen to this when it comes out. So we're back, and yeah, college football has been scratching the itch, but this is going to take care of the itch, in my opinion. But yes, we are really, really excited to get this shit rocking. Shout out TrendCenter, the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. They came out with an update recently. Now everything is much more pleasant to look at, I guess. I don't know.
Looks sick.
Yeah, it looks very clean, definitely. But yes, check them out. Use TFTM at checkout, 50% off a premium membership. It's going to help you. It's going to help you tremendously. Not to mention, I mean, since college has come back, I've used the TrendCenter app, not for every single pick, but for like 90% of them. And I end up going 22-5. So let's just, yeah, let that's, it's weird. They were all half unit plays. Yeah. They were all half unit
plays. We can't really just breeze by that.
Yeah.
22-5. That's like half unit, whatever. That's fucking incredible.
It's record breaking.
Yeah, it's a good run. It definitely
what
a good
records?
Run.
Our records.
Okay.
you ever gone 22-5?
I mean,
I haven't.
Like in a day? No.
Yeah. Or like in a weekend?
I mean, like, there might have been a like stretch, maybe not 22-5, but I don't know. I'd have to go back and check the data.
Yeah, they're only half unit plays because college is so unpredictable that it was like, okay, I'm not going to put a full unit on this. NFL is my full unit game. And it just college is so unpredictable. So I was, all right, we're only doing half unit plays for college, at least starting off. Well, just for me. Because I didn't, I don't follow college as closely as I do the NFL. So that's all I can say about that. But I definitely shout out the TrendCenter. done a lot for my bankroll the past week and a half. So love those guys. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, I'm not 22-5 good. I think with my week 0-1 record, I went 13-11, which, I mean, nothing to write home about, but I believe a wise man once said, you won't go broke making a profit. I don't know who said that. I don't even know if that's been said before. I think I heard that somewhere. So I'm just going to act like it. But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun, the best was Saturday, like the early slate Saturday. Went 5-0 through that. I felt like I was on top of the world. I was like, hell, like week one is actually, because I did well Thursday. I think I only had like one or two bets Friday, but Saturday I started out 5-0. I was like, okay, fine. We're grabbing this by the balls and we're going to have a good day. Went 1-4 the rest of the day. So, but it was fun. Got to see Vols minus 13.5 cash in a unnecessary sweat in person. But yeah, nice little weekend. Nice little week one. But now, I mean, the NFL is back and we actually get to give out like real bets, in-depth analysis. And I'm excited to be back with the boys doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes. What we're supposed to be doing. That was very much an unnecessary sweat at the Vols game. But they got it done. Never in doubt. How was the stadium?
It was cool. I mean, everyone says this, but the Mercedes-Benz dome, whatever it's called, ticket price or ticket concession prices are amazing. I got like a 6-count lemon pepper wing and fries for like $10. Pretty damn sick.
Yeah, that's like 20 everywhere else.
Yeah,
Beer's
and
like $4.
yeah, I mean, it was a good time. Football indoors is weird. That's the first time I've seen a game in a dome. I mean, it was fine. It was still football, but it was like every now and then you look around and be like, something feels off.
There's no
But
breeze.
yeah, but also for late August in Atlanta, I guess I was thankful for the dome, but I don't know. It just felt weird. I think I was talking, my sister went to the game too. I was talking with her and I said, like, football inside is odd. She was like, yeah, like, why do I need a blanket for a football game in late August?
Right. She
But
needed a blanket.
I mean, girls get cold. That's just a
What?
fact.
All right.
Anytime there's air conditioning, a girl is probably like, chilly. But yeah, it was fun overall.
Hell yeah. Sean, how are you?
I'm all right. Started off just, I went a little crazy. For college football, just because I kind of missed it too much. I had 48 bets. Went 28 and 20. So not terrible. Not bad.
That's good.
A couple of these were, unit and a half, 2 unit plays. So overall, I'm up like, I think it was like 15 units or something. So
Hell yeah.
lot of those were boosted too. So those double unit and unit and a half ones that were boosted really helped a lot. So, but I kind of took a shit the end of Saturday. Went 1-2 on Sunday, and then I had the under in the TCU UNC, which didn't stand a fucking chance. It sucked,
Yeah.
but whatever, we'll get through it.
Yeah.
I'm worried about this week, though. So last week's in the past.
Last week's in the past. The only way to move forward is by moving forward. I think I'm gonna speak for everyone here and say, all right, there's no more. I'm just all right. Football is back. The NFL is back. We are here. And
Yeah,
my body's
I'm just
ready.
tired, man.
It's okay.
That
I'm
was good.
tired.
I'm just, I like that. There's no more just all right. I like that.
There's no more just all right. We're here, we're back, and so is football. And now my life has a lot more structure. So here we go. I know we were only going to do four games, but I do just want to breeze by the first game, the Cowboys Eagles game, which will be Thursday night. I believe the line is at 8.5 currently. As soon as Micah Parsons got traded, I did put in a bet for Eagles -7. So I had that lo I have that locked in. It's weird because you look at all the stats and everything is pointing to divisional dogs on week one. But I cannot do it. I cannot do this. The only thing that Dallas has is CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott sometimes, and George Pickens when he decides not to be a psycho. So I went ahead and locked in Eagles -7 about a week and a half ago, whenever that Micah Parsons deal happened. So that's what I got. I don't know if you guys have a take on it. I know I sprung it on you, but just, it's the first game.
I don't have a bet on it right now. I mean, just looking at it, I feel like I hate it so much. I feel like I gotta take Cowboys +8.5 just because it's
A lot
such a
of
big
points.
number. It's a lot of points. Would it surprise me if the Eagles won by 20? No, but I don't know. I'll definitely have a bet for it. I might just say fucking take the over because it's the first game. But God, the Cowboys suck. I don't know. I'll have a bet for it, but nothing right now. Check the Twitter.
Okay, check the Twitter. Sean, do you have anything or? It's okay if you don't.
Not at the moment. I was gonna look at that later, but I will probably parlay because Schman Schmuel is doing the no sweat bet. I'll probably parlay Saquon and CD touchdowns, no sweat. Let's see what
Okay.
that comes out to. I just want to see.
All right.
I got a bunch of shit in my bet slip already, so I hang hold on.
Just a
Save
bunch
for
of
later. There we go. Stand by.
Okay.
Plus 250.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably do that.
All right.
I
Okay.
don't really like one side or the other, to be honest. This
It's a
is a
lot of
big
points.
lot of points for both sides. I mean, there is also like a boost. I could buy down to like Cowboys or Eagles minus 5.5 or something. Just boost that up.
You can do whatever you want. I know you weren't prepared, so but that's okay. I mean, Chris wasn't prepared either. I know I just sprung this on y'all, but okay. That's the first
We
game.
should be prepared because it's the first game, so that's on us, to be honest.
Right. Well, we didn't say that we would go over it, so
Yeah.
I'll take that. Okay, but the first game is Friday night football. Well, not the first game we're going to talk about in depth is Friday night football. Chiefs at the Chargers. The Chargers are home dogs by 3. And it's not technically
It's at
at
home.
home. It's in Brazil and in San Paolo. I guess I'll kick it off. I kind of hate doing this, but I'm taking the Chiefs minus 3 here. It's such a low number, and the Chiefs can easily, I mean, they can easily win by 2, and it wouldn't surprise me, but as it stands right now, 3 points, that's not a lot of points. I got to take the Chiefs. They run the yard until they don't. And I did also lock in a Kelce anytime touchdown when he proposed to Taylor Swift. So I had that at plus 170. Not too bad. yeah, I don't know what it is now. I guess I'll look at that here in a second. But that's pretty much all I got, except, I mean, the Chargers, they lost Rashawn Slater in the offseason. To an injury. He's still alive, don't worry. The Chargers still have kind of like a lot of questions putting together a team. So I think they'll play him tough just because, I mean, Harbaugh is a tough coach and he's such a football guy. So I think it will be close, but I got to take the Chiefs minus 3 here. They run the yard until they don't. So that's what I got. Sean, I'll go to you next.
Yeah, I'm also on the Chiefs minus 3. I don't like it, but I think the Chiefs have been just stewing since that lopsided Super Bowl. I think they're eager to really wipe that taste away. I think it's pretty I as of late, I think it's pretty rare that the Chargers have been like outmatched at QB and head coach, but this is the duo to kind of do that. And, Mahomes and Reed are just a better combo than Herbert and Harbaugh right now. I mean, last year the Chargers defense, they looked good on paper, but they were facing like pretty ass quarterbacks. So let's be honest. But now, they lost a bit of on the pass rush. I did look this up though that they got to Mahomes 6 times in the 2 games that they played him last year, so that's pretty good. And I think they split last year. Is that correct?
think they got swept.
Don't know.
One of the no, one of them was like a 2-point game or something like that, but I think they
Maybe I
got
just
swept.
counted as a win because I had like the Chargers spread or something. I don't know.
Probably.
But if you don't pressure Mahomes, you give him time. And when you give him time, he's automatic. So, and also the data is on our side. And we've got four supporting trend systems from our friends at the Trend Center. One that's a perfect 12-0 undefeated that goes Kansas City's way. So give me the Chiefs minus three. Chris,
Hell yeah.
what you got?
I also hate to do this. I'm not on the Chiefs, but I am on the under 46 and a half. This game is
Great,
in
smart.
Brazil. I believe last time they played there last year, or is it 2 years ago?
The
I don't.
Eagles and Packers played there last year.
Was that last year? Okay, I can't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago. I remember that turf. I think it went over because the Packers were able to kind of run away with it. But I remember that turf just being atrocious. So that factors into it. Also, like I feel like neither team really wants to be there. So like maybe like if the game does kind of like get out of hand or like late fourth quarter, maybe both teams just kind of pack and it's like, all right, let's just go home. Also the last three games between these two teams have been snooze fests with totals of 36, 27 to 25. These two teams, they know each other. They know each other very well. I think they just kind of lock each other up on defense. Harbaugh is going to want to run the football just because, well, one, he loves running the football, and two, they don't have any receivers outside of Ladd McConkey. Keenan Allen is
He came
healthy for
back.
now. Yeah, the corpse of Keenan Allen is out there, and then I just don't think they're going to be able to throw the football. Like, it's not because of Herbert, it's because he has nobody to throw it to. So yeah, they're gonna run the ball. This is gonna be an ugly game under 46 and a half. I hate to do it on the second game ever, but or ever in week one, but
Ever.
ever for second football game ever. It's crazy. But yeah, under 46 and a half.
I totally get it. I mean, it's a prime time game. Yeah, and it's, it's in the borderline third world country. So don't really know much about Brazil.
There's not third world, but I
Who's to say?
get what you're saying, I guess. Who's to say?
Anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Next game we're going to talk about is the Lions at the Packers. The Packers are home favorites by 2.5 points. The Packers got Micah Parsons in the a week and a half ago. They look great. It seems like the Packers are the new young team, young hot team on the block. Chris, I'm gonna let you go first.
All right. Well, I took an under last game, so let's even it out. I'm going over 47 and a half. I don't really trust this Packers defense. They're really young in the secondary. They went out, got Nate Hobbs in the offseason, who is like a fine corner. He's kind of he's a 4 or 5 year. I think this will be his 5th year, so he's a veteran. He'll provide some stability to the secondary. He's out for this game. I know they got Micah Parsons. Apparently he's hurt. He's gonna need like a steroid injection to even play in this thing. So I
Oh
don't
shit.
really, yeah, I don't trust Green Bay's offense to really, or defense, excuse me, to stop what is, yes, it is a new-ish, I guess you could say, Lions offense because no more Ben Johnson, but they still got dudes. Also on the other side, Lions new defensive coordinator, and they have some dudes, but not a whole lot. So I think Green Bay will be able to move the ball. I mean, they've been able to score with like nobody's pretty much at every skill position forever. So I think that continues here. Also, some stats for this game. One courtesy of the Trend Center. Both these teams score a lot of points in season openers. The over is 10 and 4 in the last 14 Packers season openers. And this one, courtesy of the Trend Center. Since 1990, when the Lions season opener, the in-line season openers, when the total is under 52 and a half. The over is 12 and 0. 12 and 0.
Oh,
Yeah. They
wow.
score points out the gate. So, yeah, over 47 and a half.
Now that used to just be against them, but now the Lions can actually score
They
points
can actually, yeah.
themselves,
It's
which is crazy.
wild. But yeah. I got the I'm on over 47 and a half. Will, what are you taking?
I think I'm going to take the Lions here. Week one, it's kind of all about the divisional dogs going on that side of it. I think this might be a trap to take the Packers just because the Packers are the new hot thing. And I think everybody is going to be on the Packers. The Lions, I mean, the Lions, you know, they can get a new OC, they can get a new DC. They still got dogs everywhere. They're still a freight train from hell until they're not. And until that happens, I'm going to take the Lions here. I think the over is a good play. I'm going to write that down and decide on if I want to take that a little later on, depending on how college goes this week. So, and there it is. I mean, that's kind of it. 2.5. You know, I can see this game also being pretty close. And you know, maybe the Packers win by one or two. I do see this as a high scoring game as well. It's just the Lions are still a very much a complete team. And they still have Dan Campbell. They're more proven than the Packers at this point. So, I'm gonna take the Lions plus 2.5. Sean?
Yeah. Am I in the over 47? I mean, I think, yeah, you're right, Chris. I mean, the Lions just have too many weapons. They've got so many weapons. And like, yeah, Detroit's defense is, yeah, you know, I don't think they're really up for that challenge. But also on the flip side, like, I think Detroit's defense, like, isn't that much better. You know, like they just got a couple young bucks running around. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I mean, Love has proven that he can move the football even without his, you know, his all-star wide receiver. But you know that let's make things interesting for just mid-afternoon shootout. I like that. So give me the over. And oftentimes I don't take these overs in these 3 o'clock games. This is where these witching hour shit comes in. That shit gets.
The
But
afternoon
yeah, I
nap
like the
game.
over. Yeah. This one will keep you awake, though.
Should, hopefully.
Is sorry, I'm just trying to look this up right now. I should have done it earlier. Is Aiden Hutchinson playing?
I believe so. I think I've seen him in training camp.
Because
I
I
think
mean,
he. Yeah.
I don't know, he snapped his leg in half. That could be
I think
hard
that
to
was
come
like
back from,
really
but
early last season.
it's
Like
it
week
was.
three.
It was, but I could see that maybe. I mean, I don't really know his status, but I tried to Google it as like I was about to ask, and I can't really find anything concrete. But I feel like something like that, if someone said like, yeah, it's going to take him like a year and a half to come back from, I could see it because that it was brutal. So,
He
but
is
if he all
active.
okay, but if he plays, that wouldn't surprise me. So it doesn't really make a huge difference. Like, I mean, one edge rusher shouldn't really factor into a total, but I know he's great. I was just more curious.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that's a big concern. I mean, even if one guy can't make a difference, one guy can make all the difference, you know? Like 2 minute drill, just fucking knocking
Oh
out a
yeah.
field goal range or some shit, like
Oh, I said that now. Yeah, he's gonna do that,
exactly.
and the Packers are gonna miss like a 56-yard field goal, and the total's gonna go under by two.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Aiden Hutchinson. I'm pretty mad about
All right. Well, moving on. There's the picks. Sunday Night Football is the next game that we're talking about. Should be a fantastic matchup. We got the Ravens at the Bills. The Bills are currently underdogs by 1 point, essentially a pick 'em. I feel like it'd be pretty tough to make a line for this game. It seems like no matter who the Bills put on the field, as long as they have Josh Allen, it doesn't matter, baby. They can pull out a win. So, Sean, I'm gonna let you go first on this one.
All right. I'm taking the Ravens. Ravens money line. I like it. I mean, Baltimore, they're the better two-way team. Saw it last year. They put up 35 on the Bills in the regular season, went toe-to-toe in the divisional round. The Bills defense, they just, they hold up to average competition, but like this elite sort of, teams that they have when they face Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, like they get exposed quite often. And I know they kind of stack their defense in the offseason, but we'll see. But Ravens can grind. They control the tempo. They can keep Josh Allen on the sidelines. Not to mention that Derrick Henry can just do whatever he wants against this Bills defense. They allowed like 117 rushing yards for him in that one game last year. And I don't know if they did much to really fix that problem, but add in the fact that the Bills might have to be rolling into week one with a replacement kicker. Now, hear me out. I know that it's like, oh, it's a kicker. But in these games, in these pick'em games, dude, the Bills don't have a kicker and they're down, 20-21, it's over. You're not making that kick.
What happened to
So
Bass? Is he hurt?
I think he's hurt, yeah. I was reading something that he might not be ready to go. So I'm just taking the Ravens outright. Will, I'll pass it to you.
I think I will also take the Ravens here. The Ravens money line. It's so close. You know what? I'll take minus one. I'll take minus one. Just so if they win by one, I can get my money back. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So I also kind of agree. It seems like the Ravens are, both of these teams are in a win now mode. But it feels like the Ravens have done more about it. Done more about winning now. I mean, call it what you want. They did get DeAndre Hopkins. He is like a billion years old. I mean, he's probably like 34. But like, it's still something though. And Derrick Henry is not slowing down until he does. And he almost ran for 2,000 yards last year. So it's tough to see the Bills pull this out in the spots here. So I'm going to take the Ravens. That's pretty much my in-depth analysis. Not too much to go off there. But Chris, what do you got?
It's a clean sweep. We're all on the Ravens money line. Sean pretty much took every point I was gonna say. Bills defense got exposed by good offenses last year. Including this Ravens team who scored 35 on them. They also allowed 42 to the Lions, 44 to the Rams. And while it's not a lot, 28 to a very mediocre Dolphins team, which 28 in the NFL will win you a decent amount of football games. Derrick Henry destroys the Bills in six career games against him. He's averaging 93 yards per game. He also has eight total touchdowns. Yeah, I think pretty much for everything Sean just said, I think that they grind it out. I don't think it'll be an ass whooping like it was last year, but I think they win the football game. I would think they win it comfortably, if I'm being quite honest. They're just a better team. It'll probably be exactly what happened last year. They win regular season, but decently. They'll meet again in the playoffs, and the Bills will handle it. Yeah, Ravens money line for this one though.
Okay. All
Hell
right. Clean
yeah.
sweep. Sorry, Chris, but
No, I mean, I was literally, every time, every sentence you
yeah,
said, it was just like,
I
yep.
it's okay.
okay. You took my Lions over stat. So
we go.
it's all right. We'll trade off.
Okay. All right. Next and final game we're gonna go in depth with here is the Vikings and the Bears Monday Night Football. We'll do this game real fast here. Bears are home dogs, 1.5. Interesting. Interesting. Chris, I'm gonna throw it to you.
All
What do you
right.
think?
I hate taking this many totals, but I'm taking another total. I'm taking the under 44 and a half. I do not trust either quarterback, particularly JJ McCarthy. I just think they're both. I think Caleb Williams is good. He's good, but I don't think he's any, like at this stage, I don't think he's anything particularly special. I think JJ McCarthy's going to blow. So I just don't think there's going to be a whole lot of points in this game. Both defenses last year in the top 15 in points per game in the NFL. Also, see if I might steal another stat from you, Sean. We'll see.
You're gonna. I know what it is. It's so good. You can't ignore it. Yeah. Go
Trent
ahead.
Center.
Go
Vikings
ahead.
Monday Night Football unders since 1993 when the Vikings are on Monday Night Football and the total is less than, I can't remember my handwriting, so I'd say 56. The under is 30, 11, and 1, 9 and 1 in the last 10. There's also like 10 other systems for the under on Trent Center. So yeah, under 44 and a half. Let's get back to the Monday Night unders. Sean, I assume you're also on the under.
I am. I do want to say that while I was doing my research, everything was pointing to the over in this game. Like everything like was like, you should take the over. Like this is why the over is going to hit. And I was just like, now we're just gotta keep it simple. We gotta go back to our roots, division rivals, prime time, Monday night. Let's just go to the trend center, see if we're right. And then that Monday Night Football stat popped up about the Vikings. And I was like, that trend has teeth. That's no joke. So these are the games that get tight, they get ugly, and they tend to play under expectation. So may not be popular, but I'm sticking with the numbers. So give me the under 44 and a half. Will, what are you on?
I hate this pick, but I'm on the Bears and I hate the Bears. However, the trends do not lie. Home divisional dogs in week one. This is one of the trends in the world. This is the only time of year you can cash in on this trend. Home divisional dogs are 23-7 against the spread in the last 30 meetings. It's on a bunch of the games this week, and one of them is the Bears plus 1.5. I guess I'm not really a believer in JJ McCarthy. Who could be unless you're a Michigan fan. But I mean, I'm really not a believer in Caleb Williams as well. But it feels like. It just feels like everyone's going to be looking at this and being like, oh, the Vikings are going to murder them. The Viking, they're such a better team than the Chicago Bears, who have stunk the last 40 years. And it's kind of a trap. I'm taking the Bears plus 1.5 here. And that's kind of it. It feels like I have no numbers or stats or facts to back this up, but it does kind of feel like the Bears are sort of changing their mindset in terms of like, hey, we need to do this to win. We need to do this to win because winning is important. And that hasn't been important to us in the past 40 years. So I'm taking the Bears Monday Night Football. I'll also maybe do that under because that's
Everyone should do this under.
yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, it's also a primetime under, so
We should just all rob the books.
guns.
No. With our minds, because we're so smart.
put the money in the bag. And that's, I mean, that's really all I got to say about that. But I did write down that under, so I might end up taking that as well. Yeah, that's the main slate of games that we're going to talk about. All right, moving on. The main slate of games is over. But now everyone's favorite segment that we totally did not forget about this week, this year, is the surefire picks, the double unit plays, guaranteed not to lose plays of the week. Chris, I'm gonna let you go first because I think you are way more passionate about yours than me and Sean are.
I am. I'm pretty amped up for this one. I'm taking Buccaneers minus 1.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. Michael Penix's fourth start ever, first time as a full-time starter. I guess a solid Bucks defense. I don't know how well it's going to go for him. I say we will about Todd Bowles, and I certainly have over the years. The man knows how to generate a pass rush, and I think that could fluster the young Michael Penix. Plus, I just think Buccaneers are a better team, top to bottom. Yeah, top to bottom. I know they're kind of missing some weapons on offense. We don't know how Godwin's going to be. Obviously, Mike Evans is. I mean, he's still very reliable, but old. So we'll see what happens. But I think they're good enough to win by two against a up and coming but still very unproven Falcons team. And it would not be a Chris Walker surefire pick without help from the Trend Center. And I love this one. This is since 2020 in a Buccaneers game when the total is more than 46 and a half and the spread is less than 13 for a 1 p.m. Eastern kick.
Whoa.
The Bucks are 13-2 against the spread, 9-1 in the last 10. Let's fucking go. It's time to ride the bake show one more time. Buccaneers minus 1.5, double unit, guaranteed not to lose. Surefire play of the week. Sean, what do you have?
I'm gonna go with the Bengals minus 5.5 against the Browns. Now, do y'all think the Browns really improved at all?
I mean, they paid Myles Garrett a bunch of money, right?
Yeah, but
No.
he's been there.
Yeah.
No.
So no.
I'd say they got worse because they don't have Nick Chubb.
I'd say they got a little worse. But besides that, we are also going to go to our friends at the Trend Center with a couple of trends. And this one is just simply fade the Browns. And the conditions are the season is after 2010. The opponent is the Browns. The over under is set at 56, which is crazy for the NFL. And the team's money line is minus 600. Basically, you have to have a pulse to play the Browns. And if you would fade the Browns in the last 14 years, you'd be up almost 39 and a half units if you just faded the Browns the entire time. So that's exactly what we're going to do. We're just going to fade the Browns. Also, there's Bengals road favorite against the spread, minus 3 to minus 7. That one is on a 5-game win streak, 9-1 in the last 10. Bengals are really good on the road as well, against the spread since 2015, 54, 24, and 2. And Joe Burrow against the spread in minus 6.5 to plus 12 is 42, 18, and 3. So that's a lot of numbers. Don't listen to them. Just follow the math. Just listen to my voice. It's Bengals minus 5.5, double unit guaranteed. Will, that make
What?
sense? Is that cool? That
Yeah, it's
cool?
great.
Make
I love
sense?
that. Yeah, that
Cool.
makes sense.
Bengals minus 5. It's that easy.
Okay.
Well, what you got?
My surefire pick of the week. Kind of hate it, but I kind of love it. It's something I feel like no one's looking at, and I've just found. Thank you to the Trend Center app. This is one of the top betting systems of the week. It's titled Week One, Betting on Bad Teams from Last Season Who Won 4 to 6 Games. So in Week One, my surefire pick is the Panthers +3.5 against the Jags. You see
I
why I kind of hate it,
well,
but you
I
see
have the
why I kind of
Panthers in
love
my
it.
card. I do have the
Okay.
Panthers in my card because I did see that pick because I'm a Trend Center subscriber and I have a pulse and a brain. So
Right.
I saw that pick. It's a good
So
pick.
everybody has been shitting their dicks over the Jacksonville Jaguars picking up Travis Hunter. And so I see this as kind of a rat line. The Panthers, very much not proven, very much not a good team last year. These are just facts. However, they did get better in this offseason. They had a good draft. They drafted that McMillan guy. I think their offense is going to be a whole lot better. I think they're going to run the ball a little bit, a whole lot better. And I think they're going to throw a lot better. So I'm taking the Panthers plus 3.5. Fuck the Jags. That's pretty much it. This trend, the record is 55, 15, and 5. And if you, I'm going to pull up the, put the graph there. If you see, that's a straight ass line, homie. You see that? That's a straight ass line going up. 8-2 in the last 10. You see that? Do you see the line?
We saw
A straight ass line, man.
It's a straight ass line, and I'm taking it. I'm riding it. I'm riding that line. All the way to the bank. You'd be up 38 units.
Oh,
So,
God.
yeah, that's the surefire picks of the week.
That was
Brought to
great.
you by the boys.
Who wants to hold on? Let's parlay those real quick. Let's see what that
Yeah,
comes out to.
do that math, Sean, for me.
I got you.
But yes, and then next we're gonna go over extra plays after Sean gets this math here going. I do kind of like the Panthers in this spot here. It's
I just added in my card, so I
yeah.
mean that was a straight
Well,
ass
it's my
line, homie.
surefire.
So,
What's my surefire?
God, anytime I get a
Hey, there
chance
you
to bet
go.
on the Panthers, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I was right. Do you remember that? Well, we all kind of had it. That I think it was when the Chiefs played the Panthers, and the Panthers
Yes,
were like dogs by like 14 or whatever.
that was
It was a
one.
f what?
Yeah,
Oh
that
yeah,
was
they won
one
that
that
game.
game.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I thought you. Yeah.
it's like the easiest bet of all time. No, yeah, the bet cashed easily,
Yeah.
but the Panthers almost went outright.
Yeah, the Panthers were my surefire that week, I believe, and you guys were hooting and hollering that it was that
Something about the
it.
Panthers, man. I can't.
Dude, the Panthers are cool. They're
Panthers are
cool
pretty damn
team.
good in the
Right.
season. The offense was a lot better. Defense sucked ass, but the offense was a lot better.
Yeah,
I
they're all
like it.
right.
The Jags blow. So, yeah, Panthers plus three and a half.
I'll take just about any team over the Jags. So.
Yeah.
Right. What's that parlay look like?
560.
Let's
Not too
go.
bad. Not too
That's a
bad for
lot of
three
money.
winners.
Yeah. Not too bad. Okay, moving on. We got some extra plays on the board. I know that I do. I know that Chris does. Sean, would you like to take this
Yeah.
extra plays first?
Sure. Sure. That makes me think you don't have extra plays and you have to buy time.
No, I said that I have extra plays, and then Sean, and then Chris has extra plays, and then I asked you. You're looking
Yes,
at
that's
your phone.
good. I know. I'm getting my extra plays.
Well, you were paying attention.
So I'll just start off. I already had y'all's two surefires as in my bet slip before y'all even said it. So that's obviously locks. We're already 3-0. I'm also going to add the Raiders plus 2.5 against the Pats. Really like that.
Fading Vrabes.
Fading Vrabes,
Interesting.
believing in Pete and Gino.
I mean, he's a more proven coach.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, Super Bowl. Exactly.
Yeah. So, man, y'all kind of ran through my card. I do also have the Texans Rams under 44 and a half. I think it's 44 and a half. Last time I checked. So I just don't think this offense is really going to score that much week one. I don't know. Is Matt Stafford alive? Is he going to play?
Allegedly,
Allegedly?
I mean,
You
I'll believe it
got
when even when I see it, I don't think I'm gonna believe it. I'll be like, this is some
to
sort of AI technology. I mean,
be all. Yeah. This
they're
is
in Los Angeles.
witchcraft.
Yeah, so I the ghost of Matthew Stafford might be playing. We'll see. But yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
So. That's my card. We ran through it real quick because the boys are sharp this week. So, surefires were already on the card. So, let's go. Will, what's the rest of your card?
Okay. So first, my first two extra plays were, like I said, Eagles minus seven, and the Kelce touchdown, anytime touchdown, plus 150. That line is actually one plus 140 right now. So got a little more value out of that. And then you guys are gonna be mad at me. You're gonna be really mad at me. I'm riding the home divisional dog trend through and through this week. So I have the Browns plus five, I have the Seahawks plus 2.5, and I have the Falcons plus 2.5. So but I'm also taking the surefire parlay. So if
So he's playing
so
both either way, I
I'm
come out
playing
on
both
top.
sides. Either way, I come out on top. So
Believe in something. Do it
yeah.
one way or the other. Either place the surefire parlay because you believe in it, because you believe in us, or you believe in yourself.
So I have to take both because I'm riding the trend. And then the other side, I mean, I have to take the surefire parlay. I have to.
Well,
Who else is going to do it?
all of our picks come from Trend Center as well. So
Yeah.
what are you gonna do? You're
I mean,
riding.
hey,
Don't
this
understand. I
is
just I'm my brain is in a pretzel right now.
looks like Will's is too, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Listen, I wrote these down before the show. I didn't know that y'all's surefires were opposite of my extra plays. If it's any consolation, I hope y'all's surefires win. Both of them, along with mine. And then I'll come out on top. So, that's kind of all I got.
Take a stand.
I
Believe
did
in
take a stand.
something.
I
No, you're
did.
playing both
I am.
sides. That's not a stand. You're sitting on a fence.
I'm standing with the numbers, and I'm standing with my brothers. Kind of rhymes with numbers. I'm also might end up taking the Lions and Packers over, as well as the Vikings and Bears under.
Don't try
The
to get in
Vikings
our good
Bears.
graces now.
Yeah, you're
I mean, you just
done.
made good points. I mean, I have it written down, and I'll probably end up taking that definitely, like the Vikings Bears under, just because it is Monday night, and why not double dip? It's Monday. Need
Let's
a
get
little spice
crazy.
on some Monday.
I
Need a little spice on a
made
Monday.
tacos. It's a Monday night. Let's get wild.
Let's get wild, you know,
Let's
just some Monday
double
night
dip
football.
on
Maybe get a Chili's triple dipper, you know? Who knows? But those are, I mean, those are my extra plays, you know. That's all I got. Check the Twitter if we got anything else, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, extra plays. Yeah.
Yes,
Okay.
what's your extra plays?
All right,
Because
we'll
I
start
swear to
off.
God, if you go in between any of
No,
our other
I'm not.
picks, we're gonna lose
I don't have any of the
it.
ones that we talked about, or that any of y'all talked about. All right, we'll kick
I
it
have
off.
Bengals money line
All
right
right.
in the
All right, let's get serious for a second. We're gonna start off Steelers minus 2.5. All I've is written down is Rodgers' revenge. He hates this team. I don't think they're a much better team than the Jets, but the Jets are the Jets. They're going to find a way to fuck this up. So Steelers minus 2.5. This one I hate, but also just riding a number. The Dolphins money line against the Colts. The Colts have not won a week one NFL game in
Oh,
11
shit.
years. It's Dolphins
Why do you
money
hate
line.
that?
Because it's the Dolphins, like that.
I don't
Tua
feel
and
like
Tyreek.
that's nearly
The
as
only reason
that's
I
not nearly
okay.
as bad as any other team you could pick, honestly.
No, it's not. But I don't like the Dolphins this year. I think they're gonna stink. But also, this is the healthiest you are ever going to get them. So
Yes.
Tua will actually have some of his marbles for this game. So Dolphins money line against really just an indie team who refuses to win week one. Also Daniel Jones, like, this team fucking sucks. Cardinals minus 6.5 against the Saints. The Saints are terrible. The Cardinals, I mean, this game's inside. The Cardinals also play inside. There's not going to be any sort of, like, yes, it's on the road, but it's not going to be like a an elements disadvantage or anything. I think they want them. Panthers plus 3.5, like we said. And then Giants plus 5.5 against the Manders. The Giants might be one of the most improved teams in the National Football League. That's not very hard to do because they were so god awful last year, but still, they improved immensely at quarterback and pass rush. I think Russell Wilson, while obviously his best days are behind him, he can still beat a very mediocre Commanders defense, especially the secondary. And also Giants pass rush, I think they can kind of get after Daniels. He wasn't super great when under pressure last season, if I remember correctly. So I think the Giants can stay within this game. This line has moved 2 points. I believe it opened 7.5. So I don't love that I'm getting 5.5, but I'm gonna take it. I need a dog on here. I don't have many dogs. So give me Giants plus 5.5. And yeah, Panthers 3.5. And that's the card. I don't have any.
Am I
What's up?
crazy, or is there some kind of like Giants week one trend? Am I crazy? Am I making this up? I feel like there's something with the Giants in like week one.
I feel like, yeah, they beat someone. I don't think maybe it was last year, but I feel like recently they did beat someone who was like way better than them in week one.
I know they whooped the Titans in like 22 or
That was
maybe
with Saquon,
21.
yeah, when we
Yeah.
choked away that lead. But yeah, I think it is. I think there is something. I don't know what it is, but I think there is something.
That game was also on 9/11, so
Maybe that's it. I mean, week one is usually right around 9/11, so
yeah. They're starting it early this year.
they are.
Is
Thank
there a
God
not that
on
I'm
9/11.
complaining, but
Thursday night football. What's Thursday night football next week?
Not
Next week?
11 on a Thursday.
I'm living in this week.
Well, sorry. The 9/11 thing. 9/11 is next Thursday. And if one of the New York teams is playing, I was going to bet on him, but they're not.
Oh, well, this is
Who
important
is it?
information.
It's
Who
like
is it?
the Commanders and the Packers. I just looked it up.
That'd be fun.
It'd be a fun game. Yeah, should be a fun game. But okay. That's NFL bets for week
That's
one.
it. It's our bets.
Very
Now,
excited.
we got to talk about it. We got to talk about
What
it.
happened? Okay.
Red zone's dead.
Oh, I mean,
Dead. It's dead. They killed it.
this
They
is
killed it
egregious.
before it even happened. They killed it before it began its rebirth, whatever you want to call it. This is atrocious. This is obscene. This is unnatural. This is sacrilegious.
Yes. Everything you, yeah. ESPN is a terrorist organization.
Yes.
They are like, there's no other way to put it. And also, I mean, obviously, this is just a travesty that is happening to us. Pat McAfee, who's supposed to be man of the people, blah, 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 whatever the fuck, is just a corporate stooge now. Because ESPN put him out there to like break this news and try to like soften the blow because he's like the fun, cool guy on in the party. And he said, I don't think people are going to care too much about the commercials. Fuck you, Pat McAfee. As annoying as some people think you are, at least you pretend to be like a man to the people. That's gone. He's just another corporate shill. And I mean, everything we've ever believed in is now just gone in one day.
Yeah. What's the reason in getting it?
I
Yeah,
mean,
but
oh, as a
as a
consumer, there
consumer,
is none.
yes,
I mean,
exactly.
people have been online like dogging this, and which makes me think maybe it could change because, as we've seen in the past, like especially recent example, like Cracker Barrel, bullying works. So maybe bullying the NFL is hard, though.
Oh, did Cracker
Like,
Barrel go back to the old
yeah,
logo?
they're not doing that
They went
anymore.
back to the logo. I don't know if they're gonna like undo like the remodel on the inside, but yeah, they went back to the old logo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
But
that.
I don't know if you
Yeah.
can build the NFL. The NFL is essentially if like a middle finger was a company. So I don't know if it's going to work. But yeah, just fuck ESPN. Fuck Red Zone. Fuck Pat McAfee. Fuck all this. It's ridiculous.
I think one thing worth noting is I don't think they're gonna really see this as like, we have to go back to no commercials. Obviously because of the money, but also like, I mean, the only way you get NFL Red Zone is when you need the NFL League Pass, the NFL Sunday Ticket, so you can watch all the games. And normally, the only people that buy those are the people that are, you know, not in their local market. And this is, you know, I guess the most legal way to watch your team play when you live not close to them. So, but now that Red Zone is going to straight going to commercials, it feels like, you know, they're not going to, because it comes with Sunday Ticket, so it's like they're Red Zone's going to be on. People are going to watch it because they have Sunday Ticket. So it's tough. It's like one of those things where there's no, it doesn't feel like there's any hope of it going back
Yeah, it
to
won't.
no commercials,
I
which
mean, yeah,
it
it
really
won't.
defeats the purpose. It really defeats the,
Yeah, it
because
defeats
NFL
its
Red Zone.
entire slogan of
Yeah.
8 hours of commercial-free football. That's its whole fucking point. That what's the point now? It's just like a skip and a hop between games with like Burger King commercials sprinkled through.
And yeah, like
Like
the whole point is like to have nonstop cut, like to whip around at will when a team is about to score. And now it's like, okay, we're going to pause when potentially one of the biggest drives of the season or of the day is happening to sell Burger King ads. Like I mean, it's just ridiculous. I fuck ESPN. I hate them so much.
Whopper,
Is
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
it's a
Yeah.
travesty.
I mean, yeah, and I mean, this is someone who doesn't really even watch Red Zone, but
Yeah,
just
I
it's
can't.
just the
I don't
principle of
afford
the thing.
that shit.
Like the it should be free. Like if you're gonna have full length commercials, not just like a picture in picture, like full length commercials, it should be free.
If it was
Yeah.
picture in picture, it'd be like, you know what? Okay.
You live. Like it'd
Yeah.
suck, but after like a few weeks, be like, you know what? It is what it is. But yeah, full length commercials, like no, go to hell. And also I'm pissed. I don't know if he has anything to do with it, but I guess I'm pissed at him by association. I'm pissed at Scott Hansen. I feel
Don't
like
be
he
mad at
should
him. It's not his fault.
ah, he
He's
should have
just the
fought for it.
host.
He should have fought for it. I don't
All
believe he
right.
fought for it. And he was I don't.
It's either he fights for it or he doesn't have a job.
I mean, I guess I get
All
that. It
right.
would be
Well,
noble of him to go out on his sword. He'd get a job.
yeah,
He's Scott Hansen.
but
I know I get it, obviously, but
yeah,
I'm just
like,
it's like I shouldn't be, but I guess I'm mad at him by association. Like,
would you want
you should have
anybody
fought.
else in that position,
I
though?
mean, I'm not gonna watch it, so who gives a shit?
I'm just saying.
I mean,
Like,
no, but also like I think it's gonna go in the toilet now. So like who they'll probably have like ESPN's like fifth best female anchor hosting it here in a couple years.
I'm willing to say that Scott Hansen has been the number one guy that's been like, hey, this is the number one supporter of you know, Red Zone, commercial free football.
Yeah,
Like,
he's been the
like
most
he's,
transparent about
I
it
feel like
throughout
he's
this
just
entire
turning his,
thing too.
I feel like he's turning his back on us. Like he's,
I
well,
don't feel that
it's his
way.
job. I know it's his job. And I get like this doesn't make sense. Like I get this is very misplaced anger, but this is just how I'm feeling like I should be mad at him.
You shouldn't.
I feel like I should.
Don't, but you shouldn't.
I know, but
So
my anger
let's.
has to, I need to be mad.
Okay. So what we do with anger is we push it way down and
Yeah.
we never bring it up again. And we just let it stew and sit there until it becomes an ulcer. And then you have to do something about it.
Yeah, be a man.
Yeah, be a man. Push it all the way down. Just let it stew and collect and build
Like
and one day you'll just go punch a tree and you'll be fine.
can't wait. It's gonna be so much fun. It's
Scott Hansen.
gonna be like 15 years from now, I'd be like, who the fuck is
No, but
that?
yeah, I don't
RIP.
think we can bully the NFL. Also, not to mention that Stream East got taken down. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't like the two
Dude, they're
guys who
cracking
ran it got like
down.
arrested or something like that?
Yeah, they were like operating out of Egypt.
Oh shit.
Yeah. But I mean,
Didn't
they were
know that.
averaging like 150 million people a day on their site. That's
Yeah, I mean,
crazy. It's crazy numbers.
it's the internet. What are you
But
gonna do?
to be honest, there are like 15 other websites that you could go to that
I
are
was gonna say, yeah,
better than
Streamies was like a
Streamies.
Billies
Yeah.
was like the OG, but yeah, there are a
Yeah.
bunch of other ones.
Yeah. It's just like, it just feels like this is when I feel old, you know? When all the
Yeah.
good things start getting taken away from me and stuff starts
Are you about to
changing.
cry, bro?
No, I'm fine. I'm not gonna cry. Does it look like I'm
Shut
gonna cry?
That way you're just getting like real like I feel like I'm getting old. All the good things are getting taken away.
They are. I mean, that's nothing to cry about. So, what do you want? Not that I can do about it.
I'm just messing around.
I'm just saying. You'll feel it one day.
Yeah, I want to cry every day. But yeah, that's football. Let's see. We have some time left. Shout out Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I wanted to
Shout out,
ask this.
no shout out,
Does
but
he make it through a whole season if the team is this bad?
probably.
I don't know. Like,
It's, I mean,
I could see him just being like, yeah, fuck this. I like,
oh, you think he leaves of his
Oh,
own
they're not gonna
accord?
fire him. They're not,
That's
well, no.
what I thought you were asking.
No,
It's like, does he make it through? Like, does he get fired like halfway through the season? I was
No,
like,
I think he'll
no.
resign. Yeah. 'Cause this was all just like a stopgap to get his son the job. So I think if they're 2-8, I could see him like, you know what? Yeah, fuck this.
I could very much see him just being like, eh. He's very much just like the Larry David of the NFL, where he's just like, ah, I don't really want to do this. You know, and
I
he just
think,
leaves.
yeah.
Like,
I think, well, he didn't leave. He was fired, and also nobody else hired
well,
him. So,
also, I said NFL, but just like, he's the Larry
gotcha.
David of football, is what I meant. Like, where he's like, I don't really want to do this. Like, you
I
know,
mean,
just
yeah.
he gives that attitude, not saying that he's had that in his professional career, but he
Gotcha,
gives that
gotcha.
attitude of just like, I don't really want to do this. Like, just, I'll just leave.
I think he can
And they're
only
like, all
stomach
right.
so much just terrible football. Like if
Dude, just go
six more weeks
retire.
of that, yeah. Like who want like go hang out with your 24-year-old girlfriend? Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah,
Why are
like,
you coaching in fucking Chapel Hill, North Carolina? You're like a fucking multimillionaire with a hot girlfriend. What are you doing?
he's got nothing to prove.
go move to LA so she could be that actress she wants to be, or
Is that what
whatever the
she wants to
fuck.
be? I thought.
I think that's why she was in that fucking Dunkin' commercial at the Super Bowl. Like, cause she was pestered, cause Ben Affleck actually directed that commercial, the Dunkin' commercial. And she just kept pestering him, like, about being in the commercial, about giving lines, and she's like, I can say this. And she's like, okay, just stand right here and you can be in it. That's the story I heard. So,
I don't doubt it just based on everything I've ever heard about her.
yeah.
Maybe that's why Bill's doing this. He just needs like, I
I
need to
need
get away.
space.
Yeah.
I need ball.
I
I
mean, if
need
that's the reason,
dudes.
I can respect it.
I need
Just
to
guys
be
being
dudes.
ball. Need to do football. But yeah. Yeah, that
I
was a
noticed. Oh, good.
I didn't watch the game, but I kept up with the score, and it was just so fast how that game went over. It was so fast.
I mean, yeah, it was just an ass kicking from start to finish.
Yeah. So that was I guess I'm glad I didn't watch it, even though the entire world was watching and there were a ton of memes and Kirk Herbstreit had a hot mic and
Think that got
did
blown
you
out of
catch that?
proportion. Yeah, I think the way he explained it, and it actually kind of makes sense. He was talking to some like off-camera producer or something like that. He was like joking with him, being like, he fucked up. I think the story was like the producer like fucked something up and he was like, oh yeah, you're bad. And it when he it was like coming right out of commercial, so it sounded like there's he was saying like this team sucks. Which even like I don't know, Herb Street's such like a he's not going anywhere. If he came out of commercial and the team's just getting their asses handed to him and he was like, this team kind of sucks, I feel like that would be okay. So I don't
America would be like, you know what? This team does suck. Like,
I feel like
I
he
mean, they do suck.
if he would have said that, I feel like he would have maybe not owned up to it, but at least not like made up some story. So I as much as Herb Street does annoy me sometimes, I think he's telling the truth.
Yeah. I mean, also, like,
His
he's right.
I just I he his dog got on the broadcast. I'm so sick and tired that we have to act like Kirk Herbstreit is the only person in the country that owns a dog. It's like every time, every chance he gets, he's like, look at my adorable golden retriever. It's like, yeah, we get it, man. Like, stop. Like, this is like, just stop. No one else gets to throw their pet on national television whenever they want. Just stop. It's so annoying. Maybe that's
You
just
know
me being
what?
a hater, but
No, I didn't really think about it like that, but that's totally correct.
yeah. And
Like,
when the other dog died and he got all sad on TV, we all kind of felt it. It's like, you know what?
yeah.
Yeah. We like this is a nice moment, but then he just replaces them in like 2 seconds, and we're like, oh yeah, just fuck that other dog. Like, no, like, what's happening now?
Get
It's
it.
just, yeah, if he would have stopped with the other one, it would have been fine.
All right, so before we go into any more dog slander, I did
Not
name
the
one of
dog,
my
the dog is
no, I
innocent.
know. I do want to share my other fantasy team name real quick, and it's Kibbles and Vicks.
Like
How you like
Michael Vick.
that?
That's a good one.
And
Yeah.
dogs. Thought I'd share that with the boys, but
That's good. That's
Let's just wrap this up. I think we've said
all right.
enough.
I have one
We
more,
have got one more thing.
one more thing I just wanted to bring up. I noticed none of us are betting on the tits. We're just gonna kind of see what happens.
I'm seeing what happens.
Okay.
I just want to watch a Titans game and I just want to be a fan for a second.
Okay.
Don't want to, I don't want to be one way or the other. I don't want to be on I don't want to have to worry about an over or an under. I just want to watch the game. I just want to see what happens. So,
I was wondering
yeah,
because I'm kind of in the same boat. And honestly, if the
that's
news
fine.
like goes well, I'll probably add 7.5. But
Just be a person.
I mean, it'll be very much like, let's just see what we have. But also, if they happen to keep it within a touchdown, awesome.
Yes,
Yes.
I'm very nervous.
Cam Ward's like
But
a psycho. Sorry, one more thing. Apparently, he just puts in headphones before a game, but doesn't listen to anything. He likes it to be silent while he just thinks
he
about
just
ball.
turns
Just
off
locking
the he
in.
turns on the noise cancellation,
This guy's a
and
psycho.
dude, you can't hear anything on those things. Those things are crazy. Those
This guy,
Apple,
yeah.
those things are nuts.
This
You
guy's like
can't
a
hear shit.
he's a straight up psychopath. I love this guy.
Yeah, but I respect it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I
Win or
love it.
lose, like this guy, only thing he cares about is ball. And fuck yeah.
The
I mean,
best players in their respective sports, they're all psychos.
yeah, that's what's like making me excited. Like, this guy doesn't give a shit about anything except football.
Good luck
Love
to
it.
you, Cameron.
Mr. Ward.
I'm nervous
Cameron
now.
Ward. Yeah, I'm
Well, keep.
very I've had a knot in my stomach since like Sunday. Just like, oh my God, Titans playing a week. Fuck.
God damn it,
I
I have to care about this team
know,
again.
I've gone so long without caring about this team, and now I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta care about this team again. And it sucks. It sucks being a Titans fan, but this is why we do it. We love that we hate our team. And it's almost beautiful in a way because we know what misery is, but we still love them.
There are only like four fan bases out there who like like their team. Everyone else is
Yeah.
just like, fuck, can't wait for them to piss me off.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Really appreciate it. Please like, comment, subscribe. Any interaction with this really helps us out, really helps our reach. Check out the Trend Center app, link in the description. Use the code TFTM at checkout, 15% off a premium membership. Shout out them. Helped me go 22-5 in college football at the start of week zero. Just had to throw that one out there. Just a little testimonial. But yes, shout out them. And we'll see you next week, right? Check the follow the Twitter for updated picks, updated lines, for Sunday, Thursday, and Friday, and college as well. But yeah, super excited to get this going, lads. There's three of us. So let's make some money.
Woo! Woo! All right, we're back.
Yeah.
Do it. All right.